Direct Formation of Planetary Embryos in Self-Gravitating Disks, by Hans Beyer et al. Giant planets have been discovered at large separations from the central star. Moreover, a striking number of young circumstellar disks have gas and/or dust gaps at large orbital separations, potentially driven by embedded planetary objects. To form massive planets at large orbital separations through core accretion within disk lifetime, however, an early solid body to seed pebble and gas accretion is desirable. Young protoplanetary disks are likely self-gravitating, and these gravito-turbulent disks may efficiently concentrate solid material at the midplane driven by spiral waves. We run 3D local hydrodynamical simulations of gravito-turbulent disks with Lagrangian dust particles to determine whether particle and gas self-gravity can lead to the formation of dense solid bodies, seeding later planet formation. When self-gravity between dust particles is included, solids of size Saint equals 0.1 to 1 concentrate within the gravito-turbulent spiral features and collapse under their own self-gravity into dense clumps up to several m in mass at wide orbits. Simulations with dust that drift most efficiently, Saint equals 1, form the most massive clouds of particles, while simulations with smaller dust particles, Saint equals 0.1, have clumps with masses an order of magnitude lower. When the effect of dust back reaction onto the gas is included, dust clumps become smaller by a factor of a few but more numerous. The existence of large solid bodies at an early stage of the disk can accelerate the planet formation process, particularly at wide orbital separations, and potentially explain planets distant from the central stars and young protoplanetary disks with substructures. This was Direct Formation of Planetary Embryos in Self-Gravitating Disks, by Hans Beyer et al.